98.5 UFM. Radio as you know it just got upgraded. Panda, panda, let me upgrade you. Introduce you to some new things and upgrade you. 88.5 UFM.
Baby, consider 88.5 UFM, the new sound of Lagos. My name is TJ, and I am your radio sweetheart. The time is 7:03 p.m., and if you don't know, well, it is time for Lagos Assemble on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. Mm-hmm. Usually, I do this with Westy because he's more of a Lagosian than I am, you know? But then he's not here today because he has some family stuff. To attend to, but hey, when he gets back, I will definitely query him for leaving me hanging like this, okay? But it doesn't change anything. On Lagos Assemble, whether or not I am not I'm not a full Lagosian because I've not had Ewa going yet, I will still deliver as much as I should, all right? All right, so today on Lagos Assemble, we are talking about, well, sanitation. And if you don't know what Lagos Assemble is about, well, on Lagos Assemble, we get the chance to share our opinions and speak our minds on social issues that affect us, particularly here in Lagos, you know? So we throw a topic out there, like, what do you think about it? You that stays here in Lagos, what do you think about it? How do you feel about it? And today the topic is poor sanitation and dirt across Lagos State. All right, poor sanitation and dirt across Lagos State. So, I wouldn't say I have seen everywhere in Lagos, but from what I have seen, I comment my reserve, or should I say I reserve my comments? Anyhow, I want to twist it. I do reserve my comment for now. We're going to be talking about, we're going to be asking questions like, has Lagos gotten cleaner or dirtier over the past couple of years? I mean, do Lagosians still dump refuse illegally? Oh, is even a question like that? Well, let me not talk. How can both government and citizens foster a cleaner and healthier Lagos for all? I mean, what steps do you think we should take? So what do you think about the sanitation in Lagos? Is it as poor as I'm putting it out there to be? Is it really bad? How do you feel about it? You get to call in, you get to text in, you get to tweet in, and I'm here for all of it. All right, the phone lines will be open pretty soon. I just wanted to, you know, rub all of that in and let you know that we're talking about Lagos and being clean or not being clean. So, to be clean or to not be clean, that is not the topic, okay? We're talking about poor sanitation. So, yeah, Lagos Assemble is on. Gather your mind, gather your points on everything, document. Be ready. Let's talk about it, all right? My guys are in the studio and it won't be only me, so I can't wait to get into that. Let's listen to something as lovely as Buju. So lovely. Yes, indeed. The Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show with your radio sweethearts TJ is on. The time is 7:08 p.m. and Lagos Assemble is here. Yes, please arrange yourself in the assembly line. Every time I hear Lagos Assemble, I'm always like, yes, we are ready to go. You know, put on your socks, make sure you're tucked in and everything. But no, we're not talking about assembly lines today. Lagos Assemble is where we get to, you know, share our opinions on certain social issues that affect us here in Lagos. All right, and the topic for today is poor sanitation and dirt across Lagos State. So if you don't know, let me tell you now, I actually just started living in Lagos in September. Yeah, like the first week, it was the second week of September. So I wouldn't say I've been here for so long. I'll just say 4 months. So I can't exactly be so much of a judge, but I have noticed a few things since I got in here. At first, I was staying on the mainland, and what I was seeing as far dirty, you know, they would say it was quite alarming, you know, compared to maybe other places that I've been at. But hey, for the, you know, uncles that have been here for way longer, my guys in the studio, Korede and Sheyi. Hello, people.
Hello, how you doing?
You see, did I not tell you? Korede, say hello.
Hello, my daughter. Huh?
No. Did you hear what's his name? Sheyi's voice?
Yeah.
Sheyi,
yeah.
I was saying that when he on the mic, and I was like, hello, how you doing?
Sound like Bojo on the mic.
Say hello again.
Hello.
Get out. This boy, he's doing this for one auntie. There's a lady that is listening to us that he's doing this thing for. Anywho, that's what you say now. You go agree. So what do you think? How long have you been here in Lagos, Sheyi?
I grew up, born and raised in Lagos.
Wow.
Well, not born, but I was raised in Lagos.
Where were you born?
Ilorin.
Okay. So you've been here for since you were really little?
Yeah, since I can't remember.
Oh, since you can't. Okay. So what about you, Korede?
Well, for today, I'm taking the persona of...
If I slap you.
Actually, for me, I've lived in Lagos most of my life.
Mm.
Most of my life. I've been to different states, but Lagos... I wasn't born in Lagos, though.
Mm.
I was born in America. I was born in Ogun State, though.
He lies. Only America. Okay, so I'm asking you... I was asking how long you guys have been here. So you guys are, like, better... Like, would I say the better judge, you know? So has Lagos gotten cleaner or dirtier over the past couple of years?
In my opinion, Lagos is as it is. Is as it is. And I would say... has gotten dirtier. Let me be honest. Okay.
I remember listening to you one time on Off the Cuff, and you were saying something about how Lagos, that you were looking outside the window and you realized that it's so dirty.
So much dirt in Lagos. And I'm a clean freak. I would say that for myself.
Mm.
And being a clean freak and walking on the streets of Lagos and places that you expect to be actually clean.
It's making you sick.
Yeah.
Not making you all right.
I'm telling you.
So what do you think, Shay? How dirty is Lagos right now?
I feel like I can't really put kind of quantity to it, but I feel like you just expect it everywhere you go. For some form of like litter or refuse to be around.
Mm.
It's just like a normal part of the scenery, to be honest.
Okay. Well, now, another thing we need to... By the way, guys, if you want to join in on this conversation, you have a thing or two to say about the dirt and the poor sanitation in Lagos, call in 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. So one thing is, I would like us to like rate now, okay, like the effectiveness of Loma in your own area. So, how dirty is it where you stay? Do you think it's a little better there, but when you get out of your area, it looks dirtier? So, what do you think?
I think it's relatively clean where I stay, but still, you see on the side of the roads, like even where like pedestrians are supposed to kind of walk, you see
dirt.
You see like bins, like not bins, but like bags of like dirt that
just
laying around sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes people come up and I guess clear it, but I feel like. Usually they let things build up before they decide to do anything.
Yeah, I think I feel that even where I stay too. Like I noticed that we have these like really big trash cans, and then sometimes it gets to the point where it's overflowing. And you're like, you ain't gonna pick that up. And then finally when they come in, they now like take that. I wonder why we have to wait that long. Is it the same for you?
For my area, it's on and off. Because sometimes they come on time to clear the place.
Mm.
And other times you're like, do these people still work? Like, and it takes like private households and people who own houses.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is our area, it's dirty. Let's come together and let's do something about this. And that's how we manage it. But for me, it's on and off. On and off, yeah.
All right, so people, you're hearing it, and I like to hear from you too. Don't just argue with the auntie beside you or the uncle beside you or the person in the bus with you. Do well to call in 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. You can also text us on WhatsApp at 0915-410-2885. One question I'll be throwing to at least every single caller that would call in during the show would be, how will you rate the effectiveness of Loma in your area? Do you think your area is okay? A little more clean than other places. Let's talk about the poor sanitation and dirt across Lagos State on Lagos Assemble. But before we get back on that, let's link up with YC and Ricardo Banks. Link Up featuring Ricardo Banks by YC. Hope you are linking up with us wherever it is you are. This is the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show on 88.5 UFM. My name is TJ and I am your radio sweetheart. We are currently on Lagos Assemble and we're talking about poor sanitation and the dirt across Lagos State. And I have Korede and Shay in the building talking about, you know, how they feel about the sanitation in Lagos State, and we all three of us have like rated our own places and what we think about the dirt there. Is Loma really effective where we are? And well, some are like it's off and on, some are like it's just there. You never know. You can always join the conversation. Call us at 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. You can text me on WhatsApp at 0915-410-2885. Alrighty. So I have a message here. Tife says, Hello, TJ, Kredi, and Shea, and TJ again. For me, Lagos has become dirtier over the few years, and the effectiveness of Loma in my area out of 10 is 2. I've not even seen them in my area before. Mado.
Wow.
He hasn't even seen them at all.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So, one thing I would like, I want to talk about this because I just want to hit some people in the faces. Like, what do you think is the cause? What do you think is the problem? Why are we at this point where there's dirt everywhere? Shay, what do you think?
That is a big problem because I feel like it's from every level, to be honest. Like, people's respect for the environment itself. Like, someone is driving or cut out or whatever, they're eating something, you just throw it
just
on the
throw
road.
It out. The respect, like, that line.
Yeah.
Respect for the environment.
I don't think people really care. You just dump anything anywhere. And then in terms of, like, large amounts of refuse itself, I feel like you always see there are these places where you just have large amounts of refuse and people don't come and take anything.
Hello. Hi, good
Hello,
evening.
People.
What's your name and where are you calling
TJ.
From? Hi.
Hi, TJ.
Hi.
Abike.
He's not around today, so it's just me, girl.
Just you?
I don't understand. You know what I mean. You want to beat me. All right. So, yeah. You were saying something about the fact that it's just increasing, like the dirt and everything. People throwing. Yeah. So, I like that line. Respect for the environment. Like, do you guys really respect the environment? I'm throwing it to you sitting out there. Because a lot of times, you see people that fantasize about foreign countries. And like, if you see their streets, it's like this, my dear. They made it like that because they actually respect their environment.
Yeah, I mean, respect for the environment is, it doesn't sound like an African thing. let's be honest. It's like, oh, that's a white, it's a white thing. Let's be honest. Here in Nigeria, I really believe that one of the major causes of the dirt is the people. It's the people. We have this carefree attitude when it comes to consumption and disposing things. So that thing, it's just like, come on, after all, I'm paying taxes. Come on, after
so
all.
So much you fix
you
that.
You understand?
Problem.
Fix that problem.
But then
for
that's
me.
The problem by just tossing it like that. Wow. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. Can you please turn down the volume of your radio?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Adetur.
Adetur?
Yeah.
All right. So where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ikotun.
Okay, join the conversation.
No, I'm going to ask for Westy Baba. I've not been here.
Well, Westy Baba is not around. Yes, he's not available today.
Baba, I miss him.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, everyone misses Westy. Trust me, you have no idea. I miss him too. When he comes around, he's definitely going to send all the love to everybody that called in. All right, back on Lagos Assemble and this dirt in Lagos. See, I don't think we can overemphasize on this respect for the environment. And the thing you mentioned about taxes and people thinking that, they are paying their taxes, so the place should just be clean.
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically become clean.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
So I was watching something on social media one day, and it was about a school in China. So it's that you bring your kid to the school and the kids are made to do everything. They take care of their dorms, they take care of the classrooms and everything. So it's like the kids run the school when it comes to sanitation.
Yeah,
you get that kind of thing. So I was thinking about it, that this is what these kids take from this school and bring into the environment. That okay, because in the school it is said that you can't eat and someone else takes your plate for you. That is rude. You're being disrespectful. You can't use the toilet and someone else goes
flushes
to flush for
you.
It is disrespectful. So the kids are imbibed with those mentalities in school, and they come out to the world, and they're like, okay, this is how we do things. Even in the World Cup, China distinguished themselves. How? When after their fans finished and they played, they were done with their matches. You see, they brought their own cleaning crew.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Wow. Well, this is Nigeria. Look how we live it up. I don't even get into it. But then it is what it is, apparently. We're still going to talk about this. And if you guys want to text in, 0915-410-2885 is the number to text on WhatsApp. All right. So I have a message here. AY, very simple. AY in Lagos says the fault is simply the government. Wow. Okay. That's just the line. That's all he dropped.
Drops mic.
Haruna from Mushin says, Omo, Lagos is very, very epically dirty. since Fashola left office, everything in this Lagos has been on a constant downward spiral. Mm-hmm. Bad roads, dirty states, street lights not working, crime rates is high. Mushi is like the epitome of dirtiness right now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So that person has just rated his own place.
Like
it's
he
the
has.
Epitome.
He has.
My God. That is a lot. It really is a lot. Oh my goodness. Well, it is what it is, but we're still talking about this. And if you want to call in, 0700-123-885-885 is the number to call. But please, I beg you, don't pack and go. Don't leave Lagos because of what is going on. It goes still better, all right? Kiz Daniel says it even better. 88.5 UFM is the dial, and the sweetheart you are listening to is your radio sweetheart, the one and only TJ. Yes, on Touchdown Lagos, the best drive time show you can listen to. All right, we are still on Lagos Assemble, and the conversation is centered around poor sanitation and the dirt across Lagos State. And I've been talking to Sheyi and Korede about it, you know, since they are, well, more of the Lagosians. But wait, one question, just I'm debating small shot.
Okay.
But because I've not eaten ewagoyin, does that mean I'm not a real Lagosian?
Of course. Yeah.
Wow. That's not even nice.
Sorry, I don't make the rules.
Wow. We are definitely going to talk about this when I off the mic. All right, so want to like round things up on here, but I have a message here on WhatsApp. Nina says, everywhere in this Lagos is dirty. Mm, yes, even in the Ikoyi and places these rich people reach. Places where these rich people live. Just take a peek into the gutters in Lagos and you will weep. Places that they write do not dump dirt illegally are the places packed full of illegal home garbage. Government, civilians, everyone in this Lagos is dirty and moving mad. The anger, the annoyance.
Frustration.
Like...
It's taking its toll.
It's so much. But then, what do you think the government and citizens should do to make like Lagos cleaner? What do you think we should do, Korede?
Yo, for me, first of all, I would say this. We should not all just abdicate responsibility to the government and everyone say, okay, it's the government. We need responsible citizenship first. Mm. Like, we all have to be responsible for our spaces as Lagosians. You get that kind of thing.
You're
looking at me like,
no. Like, no?
Yeah. So I feel we all have to be responsible for, okay, this is dirty. This is not right. This is not supposed to be here. Let me pick this up and put it in the right place. Mm. I feel when we start doing that, It's going to have a ripple effect.
Okay.
Even if you don't see it now, it's going to have a ripple effect.
Yeah, that of kind course. Of thing. I believe that. What about you, Shay? What do you think?
Yeah, and so since I'm currently has taken the personal responsibility angle, so I'm going to take the Loma public angle. So I think basically Loma workers should be empowered in a sense, given more help in terms of like and resources to do their jobs basically. Yeah, like you see people sweeping the streets,
yes,
dusting, like just getting dust off with like maybe brooms or like a long broom or something like that. They need more equipment, more things to help them do their work and just to be better organized. To be honest, I think there was a point where they were really doing well cleaning the dirt. They were taking dirt from people's, I think, huge bins that they have around the area. So I don't know what happened and why they started slacking.
I just want to say this, put this out there. Nigerians, we like money, let's be honest. Everyone likes good, we like the cha-ching. So if there was a way and that the government could work on something with the people that, okay, you bring this dirt or this refuse or this plastic, you bring it over here and there will be some kind of compensation or commission, you understand, for that. If there was, it works in that country.
I just feel like, why do we have to give people money to just be clean? Why?
It's an incentive. It is.
Anyway, I believe you. I get what you're saying. But I feel like a lot of people actually run with that. Like, they're giving us money. Okay, let's clean it.
You
let's
understand. Make it better. It'll become a career for somebody.
But money should...
What do you do? I pack debts.
But money shouldn't be it, man. We should just learn how to actually take care of our own space. There's this thing. I think I said this before. One time, when I was in school, I would always... I don't throw debt on the ground. I'll pick it up, put it inside my bag. And my friend would, in my front, like, as you see me do that, she would just fling her own debt in front of me. And she'd be saying, wait, now you clean pass. Sabe, keep here. She's going to do whatever she wants to do. Yeah. But then after like a few months, there was one day, like, it was so obvious. She finished eating it was one of these sausage ones, and then she put it into her bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Why are you putting it here? And she said, today let me just be. Yeah. And that's how it started.
The ripple effect.
Exactly. So it's like one person, it starts with one person, it starts with you in the mirror. So don't point fingers, it's the government. Let's start with ourselves, you understand? Yeah. From there, then we can, when we know that everyone is not doing the right thing, then let's point the hands to the other set of people. Well, that's it on Lagos Assemble. The time is 7:33. Thank you so much, Korede and Shea.
You're welcome.
Helping me. We are going to fight now about the Ewa going past. So one of you got to take me there so that I can eat it, so I can be, I can take my Lagos identity card.
it's no problem.
Alrighty, guys. Gotcha. We're going back to the music. Davido says femme, but world wants to show you off.
18.5 UFM. Radio as you know it just got upgraded. Panel, let me upgrade you. Introduce you to some new things and upgrade you. 88.5 UFM.